Hey-o.
All right. Well, thank you to my fellow hosts tonight for that lovely musical introduction. That's a special shout out to all of our fans who are demanding the return of intro music. Let's see. Tonight, I guess I should start off with our usual introductions. Welcome to the Adult Gamer Community Podcast. I'm Elified, and I'm joined in hosting duties today by the mostly esteemed Fenrir765, and the man who plans to trade his mom for Amara, it's Hoptimus. Our community guest host tonight is Duke. Welcome, Duke. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing splendid, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Fenrir, how about you, sir?
I'm a little bummed.
Uh-oh. Why? What's going on, man?
I just saw that they're making a Matrix 4. Why?
Because you can never be too old for bullet time, okay?
But why?
Because the second and third one did so well?
They thought they would try again, you know.
Dear
it's been long
God.
Enough, maybe everybody forgot everything.
So the Wachowski brothers...
They're
now,
not brothers anymore.
They're not brothers.
They're sisters.
They're sisters. Yeah.
I know. Okay. Is that... Do they have... I don't know. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'll just leave it at that.
Anyways. Yeah, so I'm confused and bummed. Maybe more about Spider-Man, but that's a whole nother conversation for a different podcast.
How about them Benjamins, son?
True.
Indeed. Well, how are you tonight, Hop?
I'm good. I've been working like a fucking madman because we're short two people at work. So I've been opening, Ooh. Closing. I've been there all day for over a week now. I'm starting to lose my shit a little bit. But I'm excited because you so handedly helped me out in finding a nice 4K HDR 60 Hertz switch box. So now I can have Ultra HD Blu-ray dedicated player and my Xbox One X on my 4K TV in HDR. And the Blu-ray player has a secondary HDMI audio, so it goes to my amplifier. So I didn't have to buy a new amplifier either. It's fucking gold. So thank
awesome.
You, Melified.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that could help.
So that part's great.
I had to do a lot of searching for a one that would pass all the signals, HDR and everything. It was surprisingly
I'm not going to lie. I tried another one that was a lot cheaper, but it wasn't powered and it kind of flickers at times and it was driving me fucking crazy. So I ordered the one that that's why I asked you. And
yeah.
I was like, I bet Melified has one.
I actually have two of them and they have both worked extremely well, except for my one complaint, which I'm a little disappointed you didn't address when we were talking about this.
Oh, the auto switching?
Which is the auto switching. It drives me absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, I might run into that because the One X and the Blu-ray player have like a soft standby mode. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah, it drives me up the wall. But anyway, shall we get on to the news?
There's a ton of news.
Thank you for that bumper. Yes, there is, because we had Gamescom this past week-ish. I think it's still going on, if I'm not mistaken. All week?
That's got to go through
like
the weekend, right?
I think it was this weekend and it goes through the week or something. But
okay.
In any case, we've had a lot of news. Hop and I both kind of picked a couple stories. This might be an especially long news segment this week or this time. The first one I really wanted to address is the Apex Legend producer got on Reddit recently and went off. He had enough. He called.
I can't blame him.
Well, I'll talk about that. So he called some of the players in the community asshats and dicks in a heated thread on Reddit.
Oh, you don't do that.
And Reddit never forgets.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, there were people kind of on both sides of this. Some players who felt like, hey, these people are toxic. You should call them out. Other folks felt that was unprofessional. As somebody who's kind of been on the receiving end of that, you know, my position, the way that we were kind of trained by our PR people was you kind of suck it up. You just take it, and you never return that negativity. Because what's going to happen, right? What at the end of it, what are you going to win?
Yeah.
You're only going to piss people off. And so it was always a big no-no to engage in that behavior, but I also think it's just unpleasant. You guys have any thoughts?
I would tend to agree. I mean, at the end of the day, if you engage in that behavior, you actually can end up looking like the bigger asshole, unfortunately, even if you were in the right.
You're kind of feeding into it, right?
Yeah. It's also a sounds like it's going to be a PR kind of a nightmare too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said about taking the moral high ground, but sometimes like you just got to get back in there and sling a little mud back and say, "Shut the fuck up."
Well, and I think if he had said that, I think that actually would have gone over better in some ways than just calling people names. Like
sure,
to me,
right. Oh yeah.
Telling him to shut up is actually like, hey, look, I'm trying to communicate something here. You're not helping. Shut up.
Right.
That's different than you are an asshat.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, I get it when you're in a public light. And, I mean, especially for me, what I do in my career, like, I have to guard my words very carefully a lot of times because even simple things can be so nuanced and crazy. So, and there's times when kids and adults and people just say a bunch of things and you're just like, come on, seriously? Like, in this case, this is a free game. This is a free situation that mm-hmm. You don't have to pay a single thing for. And you're bemoaning over all this crap. Like, come on.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, Fenn, because that was actually part of the argument back and forth was the Apex Legend guy calling out the player base and saying, we know most of you guys don't pay anything for this. We know how many people are buying cosmetics in our game, and it isn't most of you, so shut up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, I mean, society also needs to figure out how to learn to be also put back in its place at times when you overstep. And I think that's kind of the issue we see sometimes. I mean, is there a better way he could have done that using better words? More than likely. But yeah, it's just, I get tired of the entitlement and the annoyance that people have when they don't get something the way that they want it, how they want it, when they want it, and all the other ways they want it. It's like, just shut up and just go for the ride, enjoy it, and then if you don't like it anymore, stop playing. I mean, move on to something different. Stop trying to act like you're better than everybody because you can bitch louder than them. So,
well, and I think it's that sense of entitlement that is really hard to deal with. And maybe that's what drove him to this. But like you said, I think it's going to create some PR problems for them
in the
long run.
Especially since of his higher level role in the thing. Mm-hmm. If it was like some just art designer that, you know, they brought in last week, they would just move that on. But no, it sucks. I mean, that's what I'm trying to teach my kid. Like, hey, don't run around and be an asshat.
Anything else to add before we move on to something stranger?
Nope.
No.
All right, Duke. What's the scoop here, sir?
So, Dead by Daylight, which is I think Tainted Ghost, and I would refer to as Engineering Simulator, because of the amount of power supplies that you do need to repair to get out of the game. They are adding in the Demogorgon. I should know this from how much I've watched Stranger Things, as a killer in the game, as well as two of the survivors, Nancy Wheeler and Steve Harrington. Dead by Daylight is probably my favorite multiplayer horror game. In Tag, we've had a lot of fun with it. There's just something to be said about reliving classic movie and now TV feelings by being hunted by, Halloween or now the Demogorgon. So that's pretty exciting for me. I might actually get back into the game.
Fantastic. Hop, what's going on with Rainbow Six Siege?
So they're adding, I think they're feeling the fun and pressure of some of these other competitive games, and gamers need more carrots on a stick to keep them going. So they've added this battle pass. The first mini battle pass drops coming up soon here. It's a short one. It's free. It's basically for cosmetic stuff in the game. Then they're going to have a second one in the second half of the year for that's going to have a lot more, and there's going to be both a free and a premium. It just looks like a way to give more stuff to the hardcore fans that are really invested in the game that want to throw more money at the game. And it's all cosmetic. It's nothing to alter the game. Kind of neat. To me, it seems like they might be feeling a little bit pressured by Fortnite, Apex, all these other games doing a battle pass. But for some Siege fans, they'll probably eat it up.
Yeah, I heard somebody speculating that this was a first step towards making the game free to play.
Could be.
What do you think about that?
Could be. The game's getting kind of up there in years, so. But they still do such great support. But this is the fourth year of DLC, so I don't know how much longer they'll be able to do that before people are kind of like, I'm done with it.
Well, I don't know how many more operators they can add. It's got to be so hard.
Right. I love the game, but in my opinion, we're about 10 operators too many as it is. Like, sometimes it's kind of overwhelming to make a decision. And it's like, well, you could probably. I kind of miss the old days where everybody was the same operator and you kind of had custom loadouts and it was, but that's just me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The old days. Like 3 years ago.
No, dude, I'm talking classic Rainbow Six on PC and original Xbox. Okay. Yeah,
man. I thought you were saying like the old days on Rainbow Six Siege.
No, pre-Siege, even pre-Vegas.
Oh,
my
dang.
Favorite was Rainbow Six Black. Fucking love that game.
I'm like drawing a blank on the name of the I liked.
It was like on the
Rogue?
Original Xbox. Rogue Spear? That was number two in the PC series.
Yeah.
That was great. I played the shit out of that too. Yep.
I was terrible at it. I kept door breaches were fatal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was hardcore, dude. Hardcore.
Not to go off on a crazy tangent, but did you ever play SWAT?
Yes. SWAT 4 was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was pretty much the same thing as Rainbow Six, but just police inside of houses mainly.
One of the things you could do in SWAT that was really cool is take non-lethal weapons.
True.
So one of the challenges was to get through the whole level without killing anyone.
All right.
Very, very hard.
Right.
More news. I'm going to go ahead and jump in here. And have you guys seen this story about the Borderlands YouTube guy, Sup Matto? And his battle with 2K Take Two, the producers of Borderlands 3.
No, what's going on?
No.
So this guy.
Was he the guy leaking stuff and they went to shut him down or something?
Yeah. So, he. Okay.
I didn't know his name, yeah.
Yeah. He's made a ton of content. And a lot of his content was just more like originally, like a lot of fan made stuff, just like talking about really cool things you could do in the game. And then eventually he got bigger enough where he started making connections with other people, and somehow he was getting information about updates coming out. Like, he leaked the whole Commander Lilith DLC. I mean, not the title necessarily, but just like that this DLC is coming.
Yeah, that was leaked like 6 months before it dropped too.
Yeah. So he also leaked the rainbow level
weapons,
guns.
Right, yeah.
And I mean, like, in all his videos, like, I went back and watched a couple of them, and like, his videos were very kind of cryptic, like, and I found, or somewhere on the internet, someone else was talking about this thing, and then, but it seemed like it was like my uncle, cousin's dog, best friend, like, scenario where he was getting this information. Well, anyways, Take Two kind of had enough of it, and he somehow exploited a Twitch thing where he was he found a private channel that Borderlands or Gearbox was using to test stream Borderlands 3, and he was using the mobile app on an older version to get screen grabs from the preview of the game. So he was able to pull off these little single frame images of somebody playing the game, and he was posting them out on the internet in his videos and talking about, oh, this is what, and making speculation on things.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was an exploit, and from what I understand, it's been fixed and moved on from there. But Take-Two has like gone after him hard. His YouTube channel's been shut down. He shut down his Twitter account. He had a Discord channel where he was saying like people who paid money could come and see more things. Ooh. I mean, like, he's been like gone after hard, but there's this like huge divide. Like, there's people boycotting Borderlands 3 over this treatment of it, and then there's people who are like, who cares? Like, I'm playing the game anyways. I'm one of those people. But he, it's one of those things like where the truth is somewhere in the middle. He probably got some information he should never have had, and Take-Two is trying to figure out where the leak's coming from and how he's getting a lot of his information, because, I mean, he's been spot on with a lot of things. So it is a really interesting story, and I will never probably find here a conclusion to it, but it's been an interesting thing.
Right. That's wow. Pretty crazy.
Wow, yeah.
Well, I think the crazy thing to me is, you know, to some extent, a lot of people would have done what he did in that position. The question is, how is he getting the information that didn't come from the Twitch stream?
Like, I mean, not
who was leaking this?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to figure out, is where he's getting that information from, and they're like, they sent private investigators to his house, and
wow,
they said like they're from Take-Two and they're just trying to figure out what's going on, how he got the information. I mean, like, they weren't, I don't think they broke any laws and like broke in and investigated. He like let them in and they just had a conversation. Like, they didn't search his things or anything. It was just more of a talk about the, I mean, it's wild. I mean, there's people, I mean, now everything's becoming speculation because he's completely gone off the grid. I mean, like, he's gone Zero Dark 30, and no one's heard from him in a while. So maybe he's in a black site under Gearbox or Take-Two somewhere hanging out.
Do content creators have black sites?
Well, I was saying the corporation,
oh.
Take-Two, has him in a black site.
Oh.
Probably,
some serious,
like,
shit.
There's probably some psycho interrogating him with nipple clamps hooked to a car battery.
That sounds like something that actually happens in Borderlands.
Well, they got to get their ideas from somewhere, I guess.
Right.
So, holy, I don't smokes. Know. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, if you go to Twitter and look up hashtag boycott Borderlands or whatever, you can see all the people reacting to it, and it's wild. Hmm. But it's just a wild story. I mean, you know me, like, I got to bring up the crazy wild story. I mean, I brought up Randy Pitchford's weird shit going on with him back
and
on
then
my
his
first
other weird shit, and then even, yeah, more weird shit. I mean, so, there's been no shortage, to be clear. He's a quirky dude. Let's just put it that way.
But what I can tell you is Borderlands looks absolutely beautiful, and it looks beautiful on an Xbox One. So I wonder how it's going to look on the Xbox Scarlet, Mel.
Well, you know, one thing I think we can say for sure, based on some feedback from the crew at Xbox, they've been doing some interviews this week, and they were talking a lot about frame rate. And basically saying, rather than focusing on even more pixels on the screen, they really want to get to 4K at 60 frames a second as kind of the standard for next-gen Xbox games, which I think would be fantastic.
Right.
You know, a lot of things contribute to how a game feels, but frame rate is one of those that, if it's done right, it makes the game feel so buttery smooth and just flow so well. I'm really excited about this. It'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off. I also think the new Elite controller, they've been bragging about the non-removable battery being a 40-hour battery. And one of the things that I was been thinking about is ways for Xbox to differentiate themselves. One of the things that a lot of gamers do on PC, particularly with mouse inputs, is jack up the polling rate. And this takes your input latency from about 8 milliseconds, which is where the Xbox is today, down to 1 millisecond. And that probably doesn't matter a whole lot for most gamers, but it can make a difference if you're in really frenetic games.
How do you count a millisecond?
Well, think of it as additive,
a fine,
right?
Instrument.
Yeah, well, but if you think of it as additive to your reaction time in a game, it's going to automatically take you an extra 8-10 milliseconds to before the controller has even reacted to what you did. And then if you add online latency and you add lower frame rate and all of that, it can make it feel very different. So I have a sneaking suspicion that the part of the reason for the next Elite controller to have such a gigantic battery is that the Scarlett is going to support a higher polling rate for the controller to cut down an input lag. And that would fit, in my mind, with this announcement or this conversation around frame rate and the experience of playing the game, making that better.
Yeah,
so it'll be interesting to see if I'm right.
Bubble.
Hop, what's going on with Gears? Oh, well, you're
going
to say something.
I was just
going to
say, what if you're wrong?
Well, then they just put a giant battery in the...
No, this is when you quote Ghostbusters, then I'm wrong. We'll go home peacefully, quietly. Sorry. This is too perfect a time to throw that in there. But if I'm right, Lenny, you will save the lives of thousands of New Yorkers. Speaking of saving lives, Gears 5 revealed Horde mode. It looks crazy. They've added a ton of stuff. Your characters now almost have like hero class. Each character has a hero class kind of power up that's unique to them. They've added two characters from Halo Reach, which is crazy, Kat and Emil. They have their Reach armor, they have their voices, they have their looks, and they have their own hero class tactic. It's a 5v mode. They're looking to make it the most fun co-op, but yet immersive and exciting PvP, PvE mode. Yet it looks really... After seeing that, I'm kind of more excited about Gears 5, because I've kind of been not that excited, because Gears 4 Horde mode didn't do much for me, but this looks like it's a lot of fun. So it was cool to see them show that, and I guess they're going to probably leak out a little bit more before they drop the release in this fall. But anyway, that was from Gamescom. What else we got going on?
I was just thinking, I kind of want a Gears Tower Defense game.
How would that work?
I don't know. Just...
Like, would you just have really, really super muscular guys just kind of standing still? And then you know, well,
But the upgrade is they're standing still, and then you build a chest high wall in front of them as the upgrade.
And then you build a bigger chest on them.
Right.
Yeah, there we
right,
go. Exactly. That's exactly what I was picturing. Thanks, guys.
So we've got some exciting game releases coming up this next couple weeks. Who wants to talk about Astral Chain?
Ooh. I can't really say much about it other than that I am a total fan of Platinum Games and their combat style. Nier Automata turned out to be probably my favorite game of all time. Not of all games, but I've bought it 3 times, once for each platform. I've played it through 3 times, although I haven't finished my Xbox playthrough. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do for their next playthrough. And I think they have a pretty interesting concept in the way they're handling combat, in that you have these sort of, I don't know what they call them, creatures that are attached to a chain that you use in the combat. But I don't know. It looks interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a good pedigree. the creator of both Devil May Cry and Bayonetta is involved as the supervisor. Character designs from manga artist Masakazu Katsura. So, you know, it looks very interesting. I think I'm very curious to see how the gameplay actually feels, personally.
Yeah, that's the important part. I mean, it can look cool, but if it doesn't feel good in your hands, then that's a loss.
That's what she said.
Oh, man. So we also have a very strange game release coming up, World of Warcraft Classic. And I know we have a couple taggers who are planning on jumping into this next week when it officially releases.
Yeah, that would definitely be me.
Okay.
And I guess, is it really a new game release? Or are we just updating what's currently there? We're basically going back in time.
So would that be a downgrade?
Yeah, yeah.
I think a downgrade, yeah. So
a
this
re-release?
Is a, or either an exciting new re-release or an exciting new downgrade.
There you go.
Yeah, Blizzard went so far into territories that nobody wanted them to go to that they've decided to just kind of start over and hope that it works for them.
Yeah, well, I think this is also a really good example of a company ultimately listening to their customers.
That's
people
true.
Were begging for this for a long time, and they kept saying no, and then finally went, all right, fine, you know, whatever keeps the subscribers paying every month.
Right, yeah.
So I worked on this game and back in the classic days particularly, so I do not get high on my own supply. So I will not be playing this one. I was accused of causing people's brothers to drop out of college, ruining marriages, corrupting children. Oh yeah, I got the full range of human frustration.
So people would just kind of come up to you and you say, I work for Blizzard, and then they would say, well, it's your fault that, you know, so-and-so dropped out of college.
Well, yeah, if I said, like, World of Warcraft, because most people didn't know who Blizzard was, but they knew World of Warcraft.
Right.
And they'd be like, you worked on that game? My brother failed at his you know, some sophomore year of college because of that game.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And you're like, I'm sorry? Your brother's a loser? Like, what do you want me to say to that? Like,
yeah.
So, you know, I mean...
Well, you did come through the screen and twist
exactly.
their arm and tell
right.
them,
I
just
yeah.
play
them
this
to the
game
desk.
And you yes. will not do anything and you will fail out of college. And then you did a manacle left.
So, exactly. Interesting story exactly. about World of Warcraft.
I twirl my mustache, you know, every morning. sorry, what were you saying?
I was just saying, so one of my buddies... from high school came and visited me at college. A whole group of them came over and we went out. We had a good time. And one of my buddies goes, hey, you know, I'm going to head back to your room and a little early. And we're like, okay, go ahead. He goes back, passes out. And we're out till about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, come back home, pass out. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning to take a piss. And he has installed World of Warcraft onto my computer to start playing it.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
I'm like, are you serious, man? He's like, I gotta get in here, man. I gotta do some stuff before.
I gotta do some stuff, okay?
That's not a small install either. Like, it
no,
was,
it isn't.
It was a
I'm like,
game.
Are you shitting me? And fast forward, you know, 10, 15 years now, and he's a doctor, and, you know, he doesn't play it anymore, but he I'm like, all right, man. You're the guy at four.
Have you called him since the World of Warcraft Classic announcement? He may be
I'm afraid to
again.
Tell him about it.
Yeah.
Is it Duke? Don't you guys call it like chasing the dragon? Like,
I personally refer to it as my own personal Hotel California.
Yeah. See,
I can check out anytime I like, but I will never leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I see it. I understand it. I mean, hey, more power to you guys that have made it out, I guess.
You heard what he said. Yeah, he didn't make it out.
He didn't make it far out.
Didn't make it that far.
Oh, I forgot my sunglasses. I gotta go back in. Sorry, I'll be right back.
Make sure you sharpen those steely knives.
I just can't kill that boss.
Get a better guild. You know.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Oh, well, wow. Yeah, this should be interesting to see how long people stick with it. One of the things that Blizzard ran into pretty early on when they were testing this is people reporting all these bugs, and they were saying, no, those are the features. That's what you asked for.
Yeah.
Was the old game. Guess what? It comes with the old fucking game. Like, those things are not a feature. So anyway, it'll be interesting. I'm not expecting people to last long.
It's totally nostalgia glasses. They have a rosy memory in their mind. You know, it was an ideal point of their life, probably their early college years. You know, when everything was fun, they were young, they were having a good time. They're going to go back to it, and they're going to be like, "Wow, this game was actually shit. I actually played it. I put up with all of these problems."
Yeah, I really played this for like 20 hours straight, really?
Yeah, what was wrong with me?
Yeah. Oh, man. So, all right, let's move on to game updates. Fenrir, your current first love, Metro Exodus, is getting some DLC.
Yeah, they're actually drops today. I'm hoping to go check it out and see how much it costs because I didn't see the price. But Tale of the Two Colonels, it's a DLC that takes place in a part of the game that you venture into later on that kind of shows you something that happened, the aftermath of something that happened, so you get a chance to kind of experience what actually took place or transpired during those events. So I'm kind of excited because as I was playing the game and I was walking through the metro in that area, I was going, man, I want to know how this unfolded. And now I get to know. So it sounds like it's a lot of fun. Next, there's also some really cool information. I don't know enough about it because I didn't get a chance to read up on it, but Hoppy may be able to give me more info on the Star Wars Battlefront 2 roadmap.
Yeah, well, this new story tidbit we're going to throw up the horns to Anthem for dropping this in my lap. He pinged it in the Discord channel. I wasn't expecting more stuff to Battlefront 2. I mean, they kind of foobarred the release, and slowly this past year it's gotten a lot better. They finally nerfed Anakin. The balance is good. Conquest still takes too fucking long. They got to figure out a way to make this better. But they're adding more maps playable in some of the smaller game modes, contextual spawning, which is going to fix the spawns. They're going to add the B1 droids. There's a new map coming, Felucia, which looks cool. We have clone commandos showing up. That sounds awesome. There's a new co-op PvE mode coming.
Ooh.
And then there's a special event in December, which I'm going to guess ties into Rise of the Skywalker, but they haven't revealed the details of that yet. But that's just cool that this game's getting support, and it's, you know, over 2 years old at this point. So I was pretty excited because it's a game that, when nothing else is, it's fun to play. It's kind of fun to just run in and blast stormtroopers or run from Anakin going, oh shit, it's Anakin, oh shit, it's Anakin, you know.
I still really, really want this game to have more players because there are modes that I enjoy, especially the vehicle modes.
The space mode is great and it's totally dead. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's my favorite mode. I don't like the vehicles in the Galactic Assault or Conquest mode. They're a little twitchy to me control-wise, but they control perfectly in the space mode. But yeah, I agree. It sucks at the end, but the whole loot box thing kind of killed that early on.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, Hop, I've played this game with you in the past. Would you recommend that it's something that I re-download and check out?
It's because so much better than when we played last.
I have a blast with it.
If you catch it on sale, or if you have a game share set up with whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, we play at least once or twice a week,
right? Yeah, lately it's been at least once a week, if not twice. It's kind of like the, hey, anybody want to play Battlefront? There's nothing else to play. We all jump on and play for an hour blasting some shit and laughing. Somehow I've decided to become good at sniping in this game.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Any other game, Hop will not snipe, but Battlefront 2.
Right. Battlefront and Battlefield 5. That's the only other one that I'll go sniper on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for running through the news and updates. Before we move on, I just want to do a quick reminder to please use our Amazon affiliate links. They pop up automatically in the Discord. We get them on the website at the very bottom of theadultgamer.com. And what those do is they give a little kickback to Tag of anything you purchase on Amazon.
You mean like when you purchase a 4K 60 hertz HDMI switcher?
You better exactly. Use that affiliate link. That would save you. Yeah. That would, about a few percent go back. It doesn't change your price, but that money goes back to Tag, and that pays for this podcast. It pays for our Minecraft realm. And it pays for the website. So it helps out the Tag community. We really do appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
All right, it's my turn. And I have some unfortunate news, gentlemen. After consulting with our legal team, I was advised that I need to apologize to any offended parties from last week's community question, as well as axe the community question segment.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's bullshit.
Oh my god. Yeah,
the legal team was very clear about that. They said, make sure you apologize and make sure you get rid of the community segment. So, with that being said, I took some time and I did some research and I dug deep and I created a new segment for us. And I think I worked the kinks out. I think it's going to work out really well for us. And this new segment is going to be called Fenrir's Mailbag. Where... It's where somebody from the Tag Discord sends me a message and they ask a question that I can post to you guys that you can answer the question to live on the show without having a prepared response. You guys think you can handle that?
So, Fenrir,
how is this different from the last thing?
I was going to say, yeah, because, I mean, I like the name change, right? Fenrir's Big Sack sounds...
Oh, my God!
But...
Oh my god!
Did I get that wrong? Was that not what he said?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it makes you seem like Santa Claus having a big sack over your shoulder. But how is this different?
The legal team was very clear. We cannot use the community question segment anymore. So now we have a new segment called Fenrir's Mailbag.
You said big sack wrong, Ben, just as a note for next time.
All right, so this question.
I'm not going to survive through the rest of the podcast. I'm already dead.
This question comes from our friend Professor Pluto, who is our achievement hunter friend. And I really enjoyed this question because this is kind of where I was hoping our questions would end up going. And he says it's a Friday night and you're at home and you find out the zombie apocalypse is really happening. What do you do?
Do I have pants?
And where
pants
do you go?
On?
Of course you don't have pants.
He's already asking the...
Of course you don't.
Well, okay. Who sleeps in pants and who doesn't?
Not me.
I think that's what... I don't wear pants at night.
Okay, yeah. So are we going commando against the zombies?
I mean...
I would hope for some kind of support.
Do you have a really big sack?
Wow.
I don't want swinging in the wind. Like, a zombie could come up and bite my sack, and that would really hurt.
So you need proper wire support that can be found in the manscaping channel.
There we go. Yes. Yes.
All right. Hop, what do you do in the zombie apocalypse?
Whoa, why are you putting me on the spot? What do you mean, what do I do in the zombie apocalypse? You know I keep a collection of weapons at the house.
Yes, so do you have a plan? Do you have an action plan in case the zombie apocalypse legitimately happens?
Well,
I do.
Kill as many of them as I can and keep running. Right.
I hope that I not that I did not use up my ammunition for my AR-15 during my last shooting spree at the gun range. If I did, I'm kind of screwed.
So I live in Texas, so pretty much I would bunker down in place, arm the family, make sure we had lots of food planted in the garden. Kind of shelter in place, I guess.
Yeah, you're not like really near any major city, so you'd have a little bit of breathing room before the zombies hit you.
That's the hope, yeah. And I have plans to build a storm shelter underground on my property, so I could, you know, bunker down there once that's in place.
How deep? I mean, impress me. Are you going to go 100 feet? Are you going to survive
a nuclear? No, because Texas is basically 2 inches of topsoil and then 8 feet of limestone where I live. So it's actually really expensive to dig. So I want to put a pool in, and what I was going to do is have them dig out next, like a little ways near the pool, big enough to drop a... they have pre-made shelters that come in cargo containers.
Really?
You just drop them in a hole and cover them up. Yeah.
Now, why don't you put that... You have the entrance in the pool, so the zombies would have to know how to swim first.
That would be pretty cool. You could engineer that up. Yeah, that would be awesome. Is that not what you're expecting, Fenrir?
I love it. I dig every bit of what you're telling me here. Swimming entrance bunker that no one else can reach except for you, as long as you can hold your breath long enough to get there. All right.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Sounds good to me. See, my plan originally was maybe I load up my family and head down to Texas and survive on Melified's compound.
But then you discovered that some of your family maybe you didn't know how to swim.
Honestly, I was more afraid of getting down there and find out that Melified was killed by a scorpion that fell through his bathroom vent that he told us about off the air.
Okay, now I have to tell that story because you've alluded to it. Very briefly, I was sitting on the commode, and above me is the ventilation fan to take the stinky smell up and out of the bathroom. And I'm sitting there, and I feel what seemed to me to be like a big drop of water hit me on the shoulder. And I thought, well, that's weird. And I reached over. I didn't feel wet. And I looked up. I didn't see anything leaking. I couldn't figure out what happened. I looked around. Nothing obvious was there. Okay, that was bizarre. And I continue doing my business on the bathroom toilet. And then I feel something like tickle my hip. And so I reach down and I swipe forward and fling a 3-inch scorpion against the wall, promptly scuttles away underneath our like teak bath mat. And so I like jumped up butt naked, you know, doing my business in the midst of things, and have to then get something, a big wad of toilet paper to grab the scorpion with, drop it in the toilet, flush it, and then continue my business. Now, the postscript to this story is I have never told it to my wife. And the reason is because she would demand that we burn down the house and find somewhere else to live.
She doesn't listen to the podcast, right?
She does not regularly, so we'll hope she misses this episode. But
now, question. Was it one of the like clear skinned scorpions, or was it like the purpley black dark scorpions?
It was the clear orangish kind. Okay. Yeah, and they hurt like the dickens if you get stung. I did not get stung. Everybody assumed in Texas when I told this story to my friends, they were like, oh man, how bad did it hurt when you got stung? I'm like, no, I actually didn't get stung. I managed to somehow avoid it, but that was the assumption everybody made, so.
All right. Well, that's our Fenrir's mailbag segment.
You are sticking to that alternate name, aren't you?
So let's talk about what we're playing. Duke, you've been kind of addicted to a few things. So what's going on with you, man?
Oh, my God. I can't stop playing Fire Emblem's Three Houses. And I purposefully blame Stud for this, for getting me addicted. And I also have to take responsibility for getting Tip addicted to this as well. It's a chain, and my goal is to get Sith addicted to it because it's a perfect game for Sith. Basically, it's Persona 5, but if you had, like, castles and shit. And instead of being in high school, you were in a monastery. So it has that turn-based gameplay, which is really good. It's very deep, and it introduces new mechanic and stuff as you go along. You start off with just characters with turn-based abilities, and then you can add battalions onto them, which adds new abilities to them, and then you get the super-powered weapons and monsters and shit. But in addition to that, you've also got the general, I mean, can we call them high schoolers? They're in monasteries. It's like medieval time. Did they have high school? I don't know. You have that sort of lifestyle too. And yes, you do have dating, which is comprised by taking your loved ones out to tea. And if you do the tea session well, it improves the relationship with them. And
So, Duke, two questions.
Yes, yes.
One, which house and sex are you playing?
So surprisingly, I am actually playing a male this time.
Oh.
Yes. It does have homosexual options for romances. The guy only gets, I think, one or two. And if you're playing as a woman, you get two or three. I'm playing as Black Eagle. And that's specifically because, for whatever reason, I just have a real fascination with sort of the Germanic Bismarck Prussian Empire sort of clothes and decor and stuff. And that is embodied in Black Eagle.
Okay, so my other question to you is, will you go on a tea party with me?
Yes.
All right.
Because I need to increase your motivation so that you can learn better things, you know?
But what if the tea party goes well, Mel?
It's very important.
What's going to happen?
Well, you know, we'll see when we get there, but, I mean, wedding bells, they could be in the air. You never know.
Yes, yes. Well, I've only played through, I think, Chapter 2, but I am quite enjoying it. It's definitely a very deep, deep game. You can spend a lot of time on it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
What else have you been playing, Duke?
So when I'm not playing that game, I'm going to say it wrong. It's a mobile game called Honkai Impact 3rd, which it's probably my favorite mobile game, actually. It's a 3D action or a third-person action combat game. And, of course, everyone that you get to choose from is a waifu. They're all women. All very sexy women. Along with the token, could be a Lolita, but you're not quite certain. Because she's probably a robot. So it's safe. The story that they build it upon is, if you're a Neon Genesis Evangelion fan, it's like they took that story and they made it less depressing and more cute. There's a lot of stuff to do in it. You have raids, you have dungeons, you have events that are based upon the time of year with different gameplay styles. You even have an open world segment, so it's pretty impressive the amount of effort that they've put into it and how far you can get as a free player.
I was thinking when you started describing it and the waifus and stuff that it was the game where all the ships from World War II are anime girls.
Okay, I have to admit, I did play that game too for quite a while. I did collect a lot of World War II ships.
But, as you should. As
yes,
you should.
Yes, but I think I'm free of that game now. I think I broke the collection.
What is that called? Because no, I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Just asking for a
friend. Azur Lane. That's A-Z-U-R. And then okay. L-A-N-E. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Anything else, Optimus?
Me?
You've been playing some games?
Let's see. Yeah, I've been mostly just kind of playing multiple. I'm kind of on a holding pattern for Borderlands 3, so I've been watching a lot of anime, and my gaming has only been multiplayer related, so Siege has been my number one go-to if people are on. I love that game, but I'm still down to play some Blackout and some Star Wars Battlefront 2. That's kind of all I've been in the mood for lately. I might get back into Ace Combat and finish that, but other than that, I'm kind of like, I think burned out the single player candle going deep in the sack of Bloodstain. And I'm just kind of doing some casual stuff till Borderlands 3 drops.
Yeah, I mean, I get that feeling. I'm doing kind of the same thing. I have been playing Blackout and Star Wars Battlefront 2 a lot, as we mentioned before, and the occasional PUBG match with Hybrid whenever I see him online and there's no one else doing anything, which I'm getting better at.
So what you're saying is Hybrid is your last choice?
No, not what I meant. I'm just saying... I'm wanting to play something social, and I see he's playing PUBG, so I jump on there with him. But I've been trying to knock out some of my backlog of games I've started that I really want to finish before that game that we keep referring to that comes out on September 13th. So I finally beat Metro Exodus. Loved it. So far, my Game of the Year candidate until something else comes out.
I have that. I just haven't played it yet.
I mean, I can see why people will dislike it. It has its flaws. It has its quirks. But I just love the story. I love the environment. And I've been enthralled with that series since Metro 2033. So I'm excited. I was excited to finish it. And so I'm excited to try the new DLC that's going to come out as well. I beat the main story to Red Dead Redemption 2 on Saturday. I just have the epilogue.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I've been like, I just pounded it out, man. Just went full on, just rammed right through the story. Yeah. I just need to do the epilogue and kind of see the bridge that connects Redemption 2 with Redemption 1. That's weird to say. And I've been jumping back into Anthem, and they've kind of fixed a lot of the big gripes I had with the load screens and made it a little bit more efficient. So I've been enjoying that. I've played with Ghost and Obi a few times, and just trying to knock out the story in that and maybe do some of the new world events that they dropped. So that's my playlist, and I'm sticking to it.
Nice. Well, I've actually had a surprisingly varied playlist this last couple weeks. I started playing Age of Wonders Planetfall, which is a hybrid strategy game, kind of like Civilization, but also it's got some sci-fi elements, hack-space world map, and then when you go and actually fight people, it's like XCOM. So the missions are a lot quicker than like a typical XCOM mission, but it's that style of battle. And you can basically hit, you know, auto-resolve for those combats if you don't want to do them all. I've been playing through the campaign. Sometimes it's not super clear what your objectives are to beat the mission, because they give you so much to do. You're kind of running around and you realize, oh, if I had done that thing at the beginning, I could have just finished the level. But aside from that, it's been really, really slick. I've really enjoyed it. The story's even pretty interesting. So I definitely, if you're a strategy fan, definitely worth a look. They released the big Utopia update for Stellaris. This allows you to treat people as livestock, other races. You can uplift species. You can build megastructures, all kinds of fun stuff. So I started a new Stellaris game, just kind of messing around. I always enjoy playing that. And then let's see. We were talking in the Nintendo channel a couple weeks ago about how great LEGO City Undercover is. It is easily the best LEGO game, period, of all of them. Possibly because it's an original story, it's not tied to a movie. But I also think it essentially is Grand Theft Auto, but you're an undercover policeman in LEGO world. So you get to run around and do all kinds of crazy stuff and just have fun. It's actually got a decent story, pretty funny, a lot of tongue-in-cheek kind of references to other, you know, classic movies. The beginning opening is playing this, like, a song that would be perfect in Starsky and Hutch. So just super, super fun. Went back and played that. So Stud Knuckle and Romano Dog, I'm playing that one for you. Continuing to mess around in Just Cause 4. And then last but not least, on Friday last week, I went to the Houston Halo Outpost event. Took my three boys. Really, we did the VIP thing, which was super cool. Really had a lot of fun because we ended up seeing the voice actors for both Cortana and Master Chief and getting a photo with them. The folks they had there working the museum section. So this is like the museum the humans had after kind of the events of Halo 1 through 5. The people they had working there were super Halo nerds, so they were just going deep with my kids on picking apart little bits of the story and talking about the super minutia of the Halo universe, which was super cool that they actually had those people there. We actually got some fun pictures. They had a real warthog there, although I guess maybe it doesn't drive, but it looked real. We got to shoot various Halo-themed Boomco Nerf kind of weapons, both at each other and on a shooting range, which was fun. So they had a lot of different activities. For me, unless you were going to go to a lot of the talks, one day was plenty. We kind of hit everything we wanted to see in about 6 hours. But super, super enjoyed it. Definitely worth seeing. If anybody's thinking about going to the Anaheim, event, that's coming up in a couple weeks, I think next weekend or weekend after. So, really, really enjoyed that. Moving on to community updates. So this is long overdue. I have to apologize to all of my friends in the tag community. I promised to do a drawing for the no longer available Super Duper Collector's Edition Minecraft Creeper Xbox controller. This controller looks just like the face of a creeper, super cool. And so I finally drew a winner for this from all the folks who were in the Minecraft role on Discord and in the Minecraft server. And so the winner is my attempt at a drum roll. Ubo. Yes, Ubo, congratulations. Oh, wait, this just in. Hold on. I have a breaking update.
Uh-oh.
It seems that the Tag Council has decreed that any and all prizes for Ubo should in fact go to Dead Meat.
Oh my God. Can we get a table flip?
Yeah. So congratulations, Dead Meat. You've won a new controller. I will be mailing that out to you this weekend. And sorry, Ubo, I guess.
There's going to be a lot of table flips in Discord. A lot. Oh, wait, that command is broken. He can't do that.
Oh, that shucks. So what are you doing on Mondays, Hop?
Mondays, Xbox game night, and we get together. Fireman Batista, as our Xbox champion, puts together a game on game night, usually something out of Game Pass or Games with Gold. Last week we did Battlefield 5, and that was a lot of fun. I hadn't played that in a while, and we got a good group of us out there running around shooting krauts. I don't think we played Germans once last night, did we? Every match we seemed to be allies, which is weird because usually it's the other way around. I end up being Germans a lot. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. Every week we try and pick something different, but something that's popular with the group, and try and get some people to come out and have a good time. What about that special night of the week, Duke? What does Thursday night bring to Tag?
Ooh, special night. Thursday is the holy night of Tag. It's Halo night. And every Thursday, yeah, we get together. And usually we play Halo 5 because, unfortunately, the Master Chief Collection still isn't really that great. And a lot of us really hate the walking speed of Halo 2. It's atrocious. And you glide
it's
along.
So slow.
It's like you're a tractor on the highway. You're going 25 miles per hour. You're trying to turn. It's just not working. But yeah, so Halo Night's a great time. It was actually how I got introduced to Tag in the first place. I remember.
Same here.
Yeah, I was hitting up the Last Post Win forums, and Hybrid added me on Xbox, and he shot me that invite. And ever since then, I've been playing with Taggers. So It's really a special moment, and I am hoping that it can also become our karaoke night too.
Well, it kind of has, but
it kind of has. But we need more singers. So if you are a singer, either absolutely terrible or professional, please come and join us. And let Anthem.
God,
play.
I would love a professional singer. Please come.
All right, so we also have at TAG a monthly book club. We read one book a month. We then discuss it. This book this time is One Word Kill by Mark Lawrence. So if that sounds interesting to you, you still have about 10 days until we get our next book. So come join us in the book club channel. Fenrir, how about you, man? What community update do you have?
Yeah, we have
us?
A Minecraft realm. It's been a little quiet. Some tumbleweeds have been flowing through our realm. It's been a little sad, but, you know, I think I'm going to jump back in there soon. I got some projects in my mind that I'm going to work on and try building. Of course, I must complete these projects before September 13th, correct, Top?
That's, yeah, otherwise nothing
True.
Can get done.
So, yeah, come join the Minecraft realm. We have a channel on the Discord. You can just pop in there and say, hey, sadly, you cannot win a creeper controller anymore, but you can still come and build large erect structures that you would like to share with your friends.
Rock hard structures are always best, I find.
I will never, honestly, I will never forget joining the Minecraft realm. I can't unsee what I saw. It's truly spectacular what you guys have done there.
There's a lot of commitment from a lot of people to rise, make those things rise up, build them up, and watch the fireworks as they finished. It was pretty spectacular.
I'm pretty sure there's no other Minecraft realm like it. So,
oh, yeah.
I suspect there's probably a few, but
yeah,
but none as adult as ours. I mean, we have maturity, whereas they're kids. So there's a difference in how we express ourselves.
I think it just means there's more hair on
our nope. Moving on.
Well, I think Studknuckle calls that bush.
Yes.
Yes.
Not a boat.
Right. Right.
Or Bob Ross.
Well, and Fenrir, to your point, I actually do have two of the creeper controllers, so I may be inspired to give away a second one at some point.
All right. So maybe if you come join, you might have a second chance.
That's right. That's right. All absolutely. Right. Maybe we'll have to have a biggest structure contest. judge people's work.
Oh my god.
We just have to ban little blue pills because that would be cheating.
You don't know what potions I take in the Minecraft server.
Well, maybe we should be auditing that. That's all I'm saying. Oh my goodness. Well, guys, I think we've got a great show tonight. We are kind of at our target time, so we're going to save our deep dive question for another night.
Woo!
And let's say goodnight. Hey, Hoptimus, where can people find you?
Check me out at theadultgamer.com, nickname Hoptimus. You can find me on Xbox Live, where I am Hoptimus Maximus with the I in Maximus as a number one.
All right. And Duke, how about you, sir?
You can also find me at on the Adult Gamer Discord. I just go by Duke. On pretty much all gaming platforms these days, I am Duke the Doom. That's all one word. Supposed to be Duke of Doom. You know, nice French. And yeah. But that's me.
All right. How about you, Fen?
I am Fenrir765 on Xbox. You can find me on the Discord channel as the esteemed Fenrir for the time being. And yeah, I just want to say give a shout out. I've been watching The Boys on Amazon, and that show is killer. So if you haven't had a chance to do it now.
It is something, and season 2 looks to be even more spectacular. I'm really excited. For me, you can find all of us and information about The Adult Gamer on theadultgamer.com. I am Mellified. You can find me everywhere. All my gamer tags are on Mellified.com. Thank you guys so much. It's been a night. Words fail me. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
I think we need some outro music. Ready?
Ready.